It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here. Wayne Street Market pregame show. Here at Versailles, about to get underway. Wayne Street Market pregame show, like I said, and we do. Chase Brown's alongside me to my right. Chase, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How about you, buddy?
Not too bad. Not too bad, but big game, Chase, here for the Indians. I mean, I heard Ryan Braun's going to start out on Justin Arnes, and that's going to be a big matchup here tonight. And I'm guessing Tate Wendell's going, if Ryan Braun needs a break, he'll step in for him.
Yeah, the Indians, they're going to have a tough matchup tonight with Justin Arnes, the leading scorer in the MAC, and I look for the Indians to rotate a few guys all in and out on him, and because Ryan guarded Schlarman at St. Henry, and he did well in the first half, but got tired in the second half, and Schlarman went off. So I like for him to mix it up and keep him fresh.
Yep, man. PD Judy coming back from parent sickness. I don't know if blood or with his eyes or something. He says he's fine, ready to play, and it should be an interesting one here at Versailles High School. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back right after this on the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to the 27th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 24th to the 27th. Stop in and save.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Versailles High School, Wayne Street Market pregame show, about 6 minutes before the start of the varsity boys competition. Indians, coming up on here on Fort Recovery Radio, tomorrow the boys will host our camp. WPGW will have that one next week, but Thursday, girls are at Marion Local. WPGW will have that one. Friday, the boys host Marion Local. Fort Recovery Radio will have that one. And Chili Supper from 4:30 to 6:30. Saturday, then the boys will host Fort Laramie. Fort Recovery Radio bringing that one. And that's a pretty good Fort Laramie team, Chase. We've seen the end of that flying at the hoop, and they're a pretty solid team all the way around.
Yeah, I've seen them a couple times, and they got a lot of good players, and Siegel inside and
Braun on the out.
I mean, Braun and Burning, they've been there there for a while, and they're seniors now, and they're playing really good.
One in the Division Four, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing the starters for the Indians are going to be number 0, Grant Canapke, number 2, Petey Judy, number 5, Ryan Braun, number 12, Clay Schmitz, and number 14, Cade Wendell. If Coach Bayshore is going to stay with the regular starting five, our quarter sponsors for tonight's game, first quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance, second quarter, Count Pharmacy, third quarter, Follow Mechanical, fourth quarter, Wrangler Hardware. Recent Energy Products, heating, cooling, and electrical, industrial parking, Kowar 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specialist, Generic Power Pro Dealer, RecentEnergyProducts.com. About 4 minutes and 30 seconds from the tip-off. Still haven't put the starters on the board. So, I've went over the last next week. I guess I'll say it's Miracle Lanes, Drung Lake. Can't decide what to make for supper. Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. If you plan any birthday celebrations or just want food, call, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Chase, I'm guessing the key, your keys of the game would be you gotta stop Justin Arns. And I mean, the 1 year I think AJ killed us. I'm not sure if that was last year or your senior year.
Seems like every year he finds ways to hurt us inside. And with that, Clay Schmitz as a freshman is gonna have to step up and physical with him, because if not, he's gonna get abused, and he's got to come ready to play.
Yeah, and I mean, he's I would say a little bigger than Clay, and I mean, I don't know.
Senior versus freshman, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And Clay can do it. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
He's got the ability. He just.
And this big game for Coach Bayshore, I bet he expects it to be a good one.
Yeah, Fort Recovery's just got to do everything right. They're going to have a really good game to win here. And they're good enough to do it, but they're going to have to do little things right, take care of the ball, and hit some shots. So
So we're about 3 minutes away. We're going to take one more quick timeout before the national anthem and the starters. So we'll be back right after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to the 27th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 24th to the 27th. Stop in and save.
And we're back here for Versailles High School. Starting for the Indians, number 0, Grant Canapke, number 2, Peyton Judy, number 5, Ryan Braun, number 12, Clay Schmitz, number 14, K1 on Chase. You have to start for Versailles.
Number 2, 6'6", senior, Justin Arns. Number 4, a 5'11", senior, Keaton McElDowney. Number 5, a 5'10", sophomore, Michael Stahman. Number 30, a 6'3", junior, Evan Heistand. Number 33, a 6'3", senior, A.J. Arns.
So we're going to take a break here for the national anthem, and we're back with a start here on the Wing Street Market pregame show.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January 26th. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys basketball game with Marion Local. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids under 5 are free. Get to the Marion Local game early on January 26th and enjoy the FREA chili supper with all the fixins. Serving from 4:30 to 6:30. The committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys and girls home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Leonards, or Bill Bechtel. This is a press release from the Al Souter family. To the administration of Fort Recovery Local Schools, the communities of Fort Recovery and Paulding, the Ohio High School Athletic Association, the Daily Standard, the Portland Commercial Review, and countless others involved in the planning of the longest day celebration in honor of Al Souter. Wow, the Souter family cannot express enough our appreciation and love for the thoughtfulness of the gifts and honors that were shared with us Saturday night in Fort Recovery. It is truly humbling and warming to feel the community spirit and love shared in the Fort Site Fieldhouse on Saturday night. The gifts of the original state championship banner, game ball, videos from Fort Recovery High School and the OHSAA, team shirts for all involved in the evening, and the over $8,000 raised and donated to the Alzheimer's Association are very gracious, much appreciated, and overwhelming. It means even more to us knowing the kind of people you are and your passion for what you do on a daily basis. It was an extremely special night for all of us, and thank you all so much for being a part of the celebration. We are still overwhelmed going through pictures and sharing stories of the night. Another heartfelt thank you, the Al Souter family.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Yes, someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room.
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here for Sales High School. A little bit longer break. They saluted all the men and women that served our armed forces. Had a good, decent pause for them. So hats off to Versailles for doing that. And we're going through the starters. Starting for the Indians, number 0, Grant Canapi. 6'1". Number 5, Ryan Brana, senior, 6'3". Clay Schmitz, freshman, 6'3". And number 14, Cade Wendell, seniors, 5'10". So, and Chase, you want to go through them, the Versailles, real fast?
For Versailles, Justin Arnes. Number 4, Keaton McAdowney. Number 5, Michael Stammen. Number 30, Evan Heaston. And 33, A.J. Arnes.
And Reese Andrew Products, Heating, Cooling, Electrical, Industrial Parking, Cold Water, 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specials, Generac Power Pro Deal, ReeserEnergyProducts.com. And coming up here on Fort Recovery Radio, tomorrow the boys will host RCAM. WPGW will simulcast that one. Next week, Thursday, girls are at Marion Local. WPGW will have that one. Friday, the boys host Marion Local. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that one. And that also is the Chili Supper Night from 4:30 to 6:30. Then Saturday, the boys will host a good Fort Laramie team. We're going through the starting five for both teams. Like I said, like we talked a little bit about before this, Chase, I mean, it's one of those nights that we're going to stop Justin or A.J. Arnes or both.
And yeah, you know you're going to come out and have to guard Justin Arnes. I mean, but a lot of people give him a lot of credit. I mean, but his brother is a heck of a high school player, and he's going to be physical inside, and Indians going to have to deal with that. So, and then scoring-wise, I want to see Grant Knapke get some shots off.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
He's got the skill. He can shoot it from outside, and he can shoot it from anywhere. And I just want to see him shoot more.
Yeah, he's been, ever since that first few games, Chase, he's been really hesitant on one of the shots he's been taking. And that's really been hurting the Indians a little off of scoring. I mean, they've been relying on Petey Judy all this whole year.
And then you know what you're going to get from Bronny and Cade, yeah, and they'll get their
usual
8 points or something. But Grant and Clay, I think we can get some scoring from that we might haven't this year.
Reesner Energy tip-off going right now.
Petey versus Justin Arnes. He gets it, and we'll hand off to Brian, which will get to Cade Wendell. Cade will set up the offense, go left side. Give it back up top to Ryan Braun to the top of key, Petey Judy. Petey backing it back out.
Drive on him.
Yeah, got to Clay Schmitz. Has on to Cade Wendell on the right corner. Back up to Grant. Grant thought about a shot and didn't take it.
He could have shot down.
Yeah, he could have. Over to Petey, back to Cade. Cade back up top to Clay Schmitz. Over to the right side, Grant Knapke. Grant will make a move middle. Dish out to Petey. He's going to give out to Clay. Clay's going to fire up a three up and rebound by Justin Arnes.
Arnes will push it up the left side of the court, guarded by Ryan Braun. Out to A.J. Arnes at the left wing. Now up top, McAdowney. McAdowney swings it to Stammen. Stammen will be guarded heavily by Cade Wendell. Now pick up his dribble. Throws it over. I just got travel. Get on the ball. Ball juggled around. Come over to Keaton McAdowney. Now gives it over to Stammen. Stammen at the top of the key. Over to Justin Arnes. Arnes will drive on Bronny. Good defense by Bronny.
Good job
Arnes
there.
Kicks it out to Stammen. Stammen drives baseline. Gets it tipped away. Indians recover.
That was good defense there by Ryan Braun. P.J. bringing up for the Indians. He's going to make a move.
Score.
Clay Schmitz off. And
great
good.
Pass.
2-point basket. Clay Schmitz.
And Petey Judy made that one happen. He could add a layup, but he decided to dish it off.
Ooh,
ball over to A.J. Arnes. Now over to Justin Arnes. He shoots a long three and good.
PG's going to get into Cade Wendell. 3-2 or score here at Versailles High School. Cade Wendell has it on the right side, setting up the offense. Cade will give it to the left side, Petey Judy. P back up top to Grant Canapi. Shoot it. Gives it to the right side, Cade Wendell. Cade will make a move middle.
stop, pop a shot. No good. Rebound by Justin Arns.
Much rather have Grant shooting at three. Long pass to AJ Arns. He dishes off to Houston. Houston will back it out to McAdowney. McAdowney shoots the three from the right wing. Up and good. And those threes from Arns and McAdowney were nothing but net. It looked smooth.
Yep. So Cade Boyle has on the left side, gives up top to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will make a move. Mill dish off to Clay Schmitz.
Is that a boy?
Puts up a shot and good. 2-point basket. Clay Schmitz makes the score 6-4.
Indians getting good penetration early, finding Clay Schmitz on the block twice. AJ Arns the other way. Gives it over to Justin Arns. He shoots a three from the same exact spot. Off the back, no good. Rebounded Cade Wendell.
Cade's going to take it up quick. Cade's going to then drive on the left side. Push up. Blocked again. Dish it out to Grant Kanapke. Grant will put up top
to Petey.
Petey will fire up. Three up and good.
Yes,
3-point basket. Petey Judy makes her score 7-6. And you take a 1-point lead.
Stauman pushes up the right side of the court. Guarded by Cade Wendell the whole way. Now over to Justin Arns. Arns throws it over to Houston. Now back to McAdowney on the top. Swings it back over to Justin Arns. Arns skips it all the way over to Stauman, almost over his head. Stauman shoots a deep three and good. Holy cow.
That one was 25 feet.
Yeah, that was deep. And if Versailles is shooting like this with all five of their guys, I mean, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. Cade Wendell will give over the right side. Grant Kanapke. Kanapke guarded heavily by Keith McElhone. Gives up top to Petey to left side, Cade Wendell. Ryan Braun has it. Well, fire.
On,
three up, no good. Rebounded by Stauman.
Stauman takes it the other way. And the Indians trail by two. Stauman drives, kicks out to Houston. He'll drive baseline and get it knocked away. Clay Schmitz recovers.
Give it over to Petey Judy. 9-7 our score here in the...
He's got to be patient. He's getting a good shot.
Yep. Four recovery insurance. First quarter. Cade Wendell.
4 minutes to go.
Yep. Indians slowing it down. Cade Wendell has it. Gives up top two. And it'll be a legal steering on Clay Schmitz. No Richard. And number 20. I don't know who that is, Chase. Carter May check in for sales.
Carter May has a little for recovery history. His dad's not Clark. everybody knows, but I can't think of his name. So his dad's for recovery. His mom's the aunt, I believe, of the guy from Marion going to Notre Dame football. So
Justin Arms has on the right wing.
Tall kid.
Now at the top of the key. Arns drives right, takes up his dribble, tries to find Noah Richard under the bucket, but the ball go out of bounds.
Corey May is who I was trying to think of. All I could think of was Clark. So Corey May played for 3 or 4 years at Fort Recovery.
Petey Judy has a 9-7 Indians down. Give it up to Cade Wendell. Cade will...
Versailles in a 2-3 zone.
Yeah. Petey back to Cade into Clay.
That's a foul.
It will stay with the Indians. 3:17 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. 9-7. Indians down two. Cade will inbound it into Ryan Braun. Braun will give it back to Cade. Cade back up top to Petey Judy. Petey Judy guarded by AJ Arns. That's kind of a different matchup there. I wasn't really expecting AJ to...
No, AJ's an athlete.
Yeah.
He can guard about anyone in the league.
PD has it. We'll go right. And get a screen by Ryan Braun. And get tipped away by Justin Arns.
He takes it the other way and gets fouled. And one. Nah, that was... I thought the foul might have been on the floor, but they gave him the continuation. And
yeah, he fouled him out around the foul line. He took one more step after Clay bumped him.
So Justin Arns will go to the line. Shooting one after the end one. Versailles leads 11-7, 2:50 left in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter.
Two fouls on Schmitz.
Blaine Toby will check in for him. Arns at the line. He puts up a shot and good.
Ryan Braun will inbound it to PDG. 12-7 our score here Denver Sales. 2:45 left in the first. Cade Wendell will give it to Braun, over to Petey. Petey will make a move, dish out to Cade Wendell on the left side, into Ryan Braun. Braun will make a move, give it, find Grant Kanapke, blocked. And Blaine Pope
blocked again.
Gets on the shot, blocked again.
A.J. Arns pushes it to his brother Justin. He shoots it from the left wing, no good. Rebounded Grant.
Grant will get give it away, and A.J. Arns comes up with it.
Stahman gives it up to Richard. Richard puts up a reverse, no good. Rebounded Ryan Braun.
Gives up to Petey Judy. Petey will fire up a three up, and no good. Rebounded by, nope, jump ball between Blaine Kogi and Justin. So it will go to the Tigers. Indians just rushing a few shots here, chasing the first.
Yeah, don't let Versailles get you out of your game. We got to slow it down. And they tried to, they made us push the ball up the court a few times and caused a turnover and a couple bad shots. So Versailles takes over. Richard has the ball on the left wing up to Stahman, over to A.J. Arns. Arns drives on Blaine Toby, loses it, now gets it back, throws it back out to Justin Arns. I have a whistle on the floor.
Blood.
I'm not sure what it is.
They're pointing at the floor. I don't know if there's moisture or something. I
guess
don't
the floor's
know.
Wet.
Wrapping up A.J. Arns' arm, so.
Oh, might be some blood.
Blood, I guess. Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to actually take a break here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek's dad, you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Versailles High School. I think a little blood's on the floor from A.J. Arns getting poked. So our score here, 12-7 here in the first quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance is our sponsor. Thank you for all our sponsors tonight. And as always, second quarter sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Third quarter, Follow Mechanical. And fourth quarter, Wrangler Hardware. So we're about to get back to action. Running late, can't decide what to make for supper, or just don't feel like making supper, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. And remember, coming up tomorrow, the boys will host Arcanum. Fort Recovery will have the JV, and then WPGW will have the varsity, and we'll simulcast with Radio Rob Weaver. So far, Chase, I mean, the Indians are just getting out of their game, and it, like you said, Versailles is making us run and gun, and it, that's just not our game, and they, I think Bayshore realizes it and going to slow them down.
Well, Indians haven't been doing a bad job defensively. It's just they've given Versailles is, what, 3-for-3 from three and another three-point play to make 12, so I don't think they're going to keep that up the rest of the game. So I like where we're at, only down 5.
Yeah.
A couple rush shots, but just Indians got to stay patient, get good looks. They got good looks early, driving into the paint, past the defenders and dumping it off. So,
yep, so
Clay
far
got in foul trouble.
Yeah.
He's got 2 on the bench, so look for Blaine Toby or Noah Leonard or Trevor Vaughn to step up. And
well, that official has really good eyes. He's finding all these tiny little
drops. Yeah, I know.
Blood. I bet that poor girl has been down on the floor 20 times or more. I think she just went down to clean some stuff up the 21st time. But if you want to get that up, they don't want to have any problems. So it's taken a little bit of time. But
so far for the Indians scoring, Clay Schmitz has 4 and PDG has a 3.
And they are finding spots everywhere.
Yep. So he must have been must have had a little bit of bleeding for a while.
Yeah.
Until somebody noticed it. They're looking on him right now, trying to, find it, or I don't know if they, I guess they found it. They're just cleaning it up, or everybody's kind of shrugging.
.151 left here in the front.
Well, now they're clear at the other end of the floor. So.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess we'll see how this ends up. Oh, man.
They're going to have to clean the whole floor anyway. I mean, I feel like this ain't
Yep. So
this isn't.
Yeah, you do want to
hurting anything.
Yeah. There's they started all of this with the AIDS scare years ago, and any kind of pathogen that can be transferred with blood, and if another player would happen to have an open cut or a scab or something, you know, that could happen. So it's just unfortunate that nobody noticed it till there was apparently drops everywhere, because I know literally she was down on the floor at least 30 or 40 times cleaning up spots from one end of the floor to the other.
So, on the floor for the Indians now, Derek Jeudy, Cade Wendell, Blaine Toby, Ryan Braun, PD Jeudy. We're about to start back up.
Richards will trigger it in for Versailles. From the side, he gets it into Stammen in the backcourt, guarded by Cade Wendell. Stammen gives it to the right wing, McAdowney. Now back to Stammen, swings it over to Justin Arns. Arns will get a ball screen, shoot from 30 feet, and good.
That was only 27. Stop exaggerating.
That was deep.
Cade Wendell will bring it up.
I believe that they're standing. I believe that gets him
number one.
Yeah.
He's scoring less for Rochelle.
Yep.
And PD Jeudy will put up a three. Aim will be fouled.
Fouled.
So he'll go line shooting three.
Almost an and one three in and out. PD looked good shooting it, Eric. Looks
yes,
good
he did.
Shooting it.
That was a nice smooth stroke and just rattled around the rim and out. Minute 20 on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
I couldn't even hear that whistle on the 30. It was so loud in here.
And PG's first one up and good. We're at the Hall Brothers free throw line, and
they're doing announcing all the way through his foul shot. He doesn't care. The referees are giving him the ball. He's just throwing him up. He's two for two.
Sack him up and good.
Well, the fans are on their feet cheering, and
I feel like
announcers got on the PA. And
I feel like they should have stopped the game if they're going to do that.
Well, yeah, the officials should
just
be
talking over
the ball,
them.
Yeah.
And PD
doesn't care.
Fire up the third. Up
three
and
for
good.
Three, attaboy.
A.J. Arns checking back in. 4-0, Richard.
Stammen will take it up the court for Versailles, guarded by Cade Wendell. Stammen over to A.J. Arns on the right wing. Gives it back to Stammen. Stammen at the top of the key, now finds McAdowney inside, hands off to May at the short corner, back out to McAdowney, 4-3, no good. Short rebounded Blaine Toby.
Blaine will give it up to PD Jeudy, 15-10 our score here in the first quarter. PD will back it out, make a move on it to the right, up the
and key. One.
PD Jeudy with a layup.
Stammen the other way for the Tigers, that's offensive, thank you. Ball goes the other way to Indians. Indians trail by three.
Yeah.
So
Stammen got a little tired of Cade really putting hard pressure on him and kind of more or less pushed him right in the face, right in front of the official.
Yeah, that's a kid we can pressure and just Cade can get in his head.
Yes.
So Cade won bound under his own basket. And he's down three. 48 seconds left in the first.
Go up strong, Brian.
Cade will get it into Brian. Bang, good. 2-point basket, Ryan Braun.
Justin Arns will now take it up for Versailles.
Indians down a point.
He's at the top of the key. Gives it over to A.J. Arns on the right wing. Arns up to Stammen for three. No good. Rebounded Bronny. Let's get one shot here.
PD Jeudy, and he will slow it down. Gives up to Cade Wendell. 23 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Looks like Versailles is going back into that 2-3 zone. Cade Wendell will give it up to PD Jeudy over to corner Derek Jeudy. Derek will give it back up top to Cade.
9 seconds.
Over
shoot
to PD. PD will fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Pressure the ball. So they keep cash. Dang it. Lob up to Justin Arns. He puts up a layup and gets fouled with 0.8 seconds. Indians got to match up quicker out of that and stop that from happening, because, I mean, a great, great end to the first quarter. We cut it to one. They just kind of kill her at the end. They get two free throws out of Justin Arns with less than a second.
All Brothers free throw line. Justin's first one's up. Good. Makes their score 16-14 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter.
Justin will get one more. Puts it up and good. Cade puts up a long one, almost just short. Hits the front rim from about three-fourths court. So 17-14. That was your Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Indians trail by three. We'll take a break and be back after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Healthmark pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. 17-14, innings down three. We'll get the ball to start the Cal Pharmacy second quarter.
Yeah, I like how the Indians ended that first quarter. Versailles hit about four threes in that quarter. And
yeah,
Indians battled back, chipped away, and now they're down three.
Yep.
Oh!
They called out.
We have two Indians guys laying on the ground. And they call a foul on us.
I was watching the ball. That happened in the lane, and I didn't see what happened, but
two of our guys were on the floor.
We set a double screen for Petey, and AJ looked like he ran both of them over. They're saying it was a legal screen, so ball goes to Versailles. Justin Arns will get a ball screen, now skips it over to Stahman. Stahman at the left wing. Now back to Justin Arns at the top. He drives on Bronny, now throws it away.
Yep.
Justin Arns has a tendency to do that in years past. I mean, we've had luck shutting him down and kind of getting in his head, and he's got a tendency to turn it over a couple times.
Yep. K-1 will bring it up for the Indians on the right side. K-1 will make a move. Push it back out to Petey. GDP giving a pump fake, give in to Blaine Toby. Back out to Petey. Petey will make a move. Mill step back, 18-footer up.
Get in.
And no good.
All around the rim.
Rebounded by Justin Arns.
Arns pushes up the floor. Guarded by Ryan Braun. Arns drives left, up for a layup, and good.
Nice move. Yeah. Nice left-handed layup. Up and in.
PDG will give it up to K-Winnell. K will make a move middle. Pump a shot. Up, no good.
That's don't like the shot.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Force that inside.
Arns takes it up the floor. Hops around in the lane and gets a foul called. That'll go against Ryan Braun.
Trevor Vaughn about to check in.
Two fouls on
four Ryan Braun. So let's see. I bet K-1 will have to say, well, guard Arns. Four.
Yeah, probably.
Nope. Is that Blaine Toby?
Blaine Toby. Arns shoots a deep three, in and out, no good. Great box out by K.
Oh, man.
Indians.
That's unbelievable.
We're trying to get control of the ball, and somebody tipped it.
Could have easily been a foul on A.J. Arns because it was a great box out by Cade.
Yep.
Ball goes into Stahman on the right wing. He gives it up to Justin Arns at the top of the key. Arns drives left, now stops and puts up a shot. No good. That was a weird.
And
we lose another one again.
We can't hang on to the ball under the basket. I'm not sure what's going on. We should have had it the other one, and Cade should have been able to hang on to that one.
Stahman inbound. He gets it into Justin Arns at the right block. Fade away. 10-footer and good.
Blaine Toby will give it in to PDG. 21-14 or score.
Justin Arns has 15 of the 21.
PD has it. Make a move middle and go up. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Out to Justin Arns. He has it on the left. Now drives in. Dishes to Stahman for three. And good. That kick and shoot when he's open.
Yep. And it looks like Coach Bayshore is going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here. We're Sales High School.
PG inbounded to Cade Wendell.
A little over 6 minutes to go on the Kelp Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard.
Cade has it. 24-14 our score here in the Kelp Pharmacy second quarter. Derek G will give it up to Blaine Toby to the left side. Cade Wendell. Cade will fire cross court up to Derek Judy to corner Petey. Up three, up no good. Rebounded by Cade Wendell. Cade will then make a move, pull about 12 footer up.
Good. Great shot by Cade with the rebound.
Yep, and a nice shot. He was wide open, 12 feet from the basket, put it right in.
And Justin Arns walks it up for the Tigers. Cade Wendell's on him. Arns gives it over to Richards on the right wing. Up top to McAdowney. McAdowney swings it to May on the left wing. May drives middle. Now kicks out to McAdowney. McAdowney tries to get it inside, but tipped away. Stolen by Derek Judy.
Judy has on the left side. Gives up top to Cade Wendell. Cade gives the right side. Derek Judy.
Versailles in man now.
We'll give it to Petey to corner Cade Wendell. Cade will drive baseline, dish out to Blaine, over to Petey.
Keep shooting, Petey.
Petey to the corner, Cade. Cade top to Blaine Toby on the right side, Petey Judy. Petey will give it up top to Trevor Vaughn. To the left side, Derek Judy. Derek will then drive, put up a shot, and then will be blocked. But a foul is called, so he'll go along and shoot two at the Hall Brothers free throw line.
Versailles does it a lot of swatting when we get inside there. So if we get it in and shot fake, we're going to get some fouls called on him.
Derek Hughes, first one's up. Good. Makes her score 24-17.
I'm wondering when they're going to bring Grant back in. He's been out a while.
I think that foul was on Richards, his second, so they're subbing for him, it looks like.
Trevor Vaughn will take a seat. Grant Knapp, he'll come back in for the Indians. Derek Judy, second one up. No good. Rebound by Justin Arns.
He gives it to Stoneman. Stoneman will bring it up against Petey Judy. Stoneman gives it over to A.J. Arns and hands it off to his brother. Now he gets a ball screen. Three-point basket from the top of keys. No good. Rebounded by Petey Judy.
Petey will take it up quick. And dish off to Cade, and it will be kicked out of bounds by the Tigers. It will stay with the Indians. So, Cade Wendell will inbound it 24-17 here in the Kelp Pharmacy second quarter. Cade will find Grant out to Petey. Petey will
fire over three. He's got to keep shooting because that's how we're going to stay in the game.
Petey Judy.
That one was pretty deep. Nice
and Indians
shot.
Are only down four. Stoneman dribbles it up over to McAdowney on the right wing. Back to Stoneman, now over to Justin Arns. Arns over to May on the left wing, inside to Arns. Arns will kick out to Stoneman for three. In and out, no good. Rebounded Blaine Toby.
Blaine will get it over to Judy. Judy guarded by A.J. Arns.
That's hands. Come on.
Hands off to Cade Wendell. Cade will make a move on the right side, put up a shot, no good. And tipped away, Cade.
Great. Oh!
And it will go back to the Tigers.
Cade's forcing a little bit inside.
Yeah.
These guys are long, and if we keep running the offense, we might get some better looks.
Yeah, and they're allowing some contact without making the foul call. So
yeah,
that's just.
I don't think AJ Irons can stay in front of Petey.
No.
Ball goes over to Mac Bounty in the right wing, inside to Justin Irons. We're gonna have a foul.
Are you kidding me? Oh man. They said that basket was good.
That was
turned and dribbled after the whistle blew.
I'm not sure if that was
a shot.
An and one in NBA.
No. No, that was beyond crazy.
I've never seen anything like that in high school.
He turned. He had his back to the basket when the whistle blew. He turned and shot the shot after the whistle.
And shocker, he missed it. Ball goes to the Indians.
Derek G will give it up to Cade Wendell. Cade will give it over to left side, PDG. Back to Blaine Toby. Back over to PD on the left.
Drive on him.
PD, having a little trouble, gives it to Cade Wendell. Cade will get up, screened by Blaine. Cade will then drive, dish out to Derek Jeudy. Derek will fire up a three.
Bang, 3-point basket, Derek Jeudy. That's a funny looking shot. Yeah. I don't see him shoot too often. That's weird. Justin Arms drives in, dishes to Houston, and he puts up a layup and good.
So Cade Wendell will bring it back up. 2:40 left here in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter. Cade Tompkins, key guard by Stallman, gives over to Derek Jeudy, guarded by Justin Irons, gives it to Grant. Grant will drive middle, give it out to Petey. He poked away by A.J. Irons.
A.J. Irons the other way, down the right side of the court, up and good. Back-to-back buckets by Versailles gives him a 30-23 lead here in the Calp Pharmacy second quarter.
Petey Jeudy, top of the key, takes over to the right side, setting up the offense. We'll get a screen by Blaine Toby. Then he'll drive mail, put up a shot, left hand, nope, no good. Rebound by A.J. Irons.
Up to Houston, up to Justin Irons. He drives left and dunks it. Oh, wow. That was
a nice move. He just, the defender went right in front of him, and he took baseline and came back out and one hand down.
Cade Wendell guard. And over the Grant, he loses it. Wow. Indians are just now struggling. CP going to check in for Grant Kanapke.
We on the air?
They're making some sort of announcement. We're not sure what they're...
Versailles has the ball. Easton on the right wing. Gives it up top to Justin Arns. Now over to Stallman. He shoots a three from the right wing and good. That's Stallman's third three, and we can't let that happen.
Cade Wendell will bring it up. 35-23. Cade will give it to the over to Petey Jeudy, over to Blaine Toby on the left side, into Cade Wendell. Cade will make a move and will be fouled.
Almost an one.
So he'll go to the Hall Brothers free throw line, shoot two. 35-23 our score. Here in Versailles.
I believe they've scored seven or eight straight points on us, and that's that hurts us a little.
Cade's first one. Up. No good. So Cade's about to get a second.
Minute 12 on the Cup Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard.
Yeah, Versailles on a 9-0 run.
9-0?
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
I'm seeing this right. Ryan Post is going to check in for Cade Wendell.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. Minute 12.
Four Versailles. He's guarded by Clayton Pearson. Arns gives it over to McAdowney on the right wing. McAdowney gives it up to A.J. Arns at the top of the key. Arns gets the ball screen, now drives on Blaine Toby, spins middle, puts up a layup, and good.
Derek Jeudy going to give it in to Petey Jeudy. 36-24 score, Indians down 12 here in the second quarter. Petey will give it to Blaine Toby on the right side. Blaine back up top to Ryan Post. Ryan will give it over to Petey. Petey to Derek Jeudy, drives. Pull about 5-footer up, no good.
Yeah.
Rebounded by the Tigers.
May gives it over to Justin Arns. He pushes it down court to McAdowney. McAdowney throws up a wild shot, no good.
Rebound by Petey Jeudy. Petey will then take on to the left side. back it back out. 14 seconds left here in the Count Pharmacy second quarter.
7 seconds.
Yep, he's going to make a move on Popo's shot. 15-footer up, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers, and now it's going to end our quarter. Halftime score, 36-24. We'll be back wrapping this to talk about here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Versailles High School, 36-24 in Chase. I mean, they've got the Indians struggling and out of their rhythm, Chase.
Yeah, Justin Arns carrying them with 19 points, and just got to do a better job on him. But he's doing a great job. When he's on from outside, it's going to be tough because then you run out and try to guard him, and then he'll beat you inside, and he'll track the defenders and find open guys like he has been, like, yeah. Stammen's getting open threes, and just, I mean, he's been on fire too, so.
Yep. Adam Byram's out there supporting the Fort Recovery Indians on this. Oh, going half court shot.
They're both on the half court shot.
Come on, Byram. Wow. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, Indians.
Wow.
And that will end it.
So the Versailles girls got their half-court shot before what Adam did. I don't know if he's still going to get anything if he makes one, but he took him up. Oh, that was just short. So they're I mean, still letting him shoot here for the next 30 seconds. So I was about 10 feet short. This one's right in.
Oh.
Nope. That was right range, but off to the left. See what happens here.
Byron fires up one. Nope. Yep. Another. Short.
That one's in.
That nope. Too strong.
Looked like he's going to be able to bank it. He's cheating. He moved up a little bit.
Oh, nope.
5 seconds left.
Joy,
one more shot. Put it on.
Turn out.
It won.
It went in. I think he got it off. So, I don't know if they're going to replay any of this or show any of this on WOSN. They replay this game tonight. Probably not, but it was entertaining. We couldn't really describe it as well as we should have, because it's fast and furious, shot after shot after shot. So,
yep. So we're going to take a break here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio, Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375. 405-461-7.
Welcome back to Versailles High School. Indians down 36-24. Indians got outscored, I believe it was 19-10 there in the second quarter. And they were hanging right in there, down three or four, maybe five at one point. And then the Versailles Tigers kind of just took over, and they were making some shots. We were missing some. Indians have been playing pretty well, and Arns has 19 points, but he's missed some shots. He's struggled a little bit. He's forced some shots, and we've caused him a little bit of trouble, but he's an outstanding player. So it's hard to say that we held him to 19 in the first half. But he's the kind of player that can control the game very well. A great ball handler, 6'6". A great shooter, and sees the ball well, sees the court well, passes the ball extremely well. A couple of things we have coming up tomorrow. Of course, the Indian boys will be hosting the Arcanum Trojans for Recovery Radio JV game, WPG simulcast for the varsity game. Also tomorrow, the Community Club Fish Fry from 4:30 to 7:30 out at the Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. So make sure you get out there for that, and then head on up to the gym for the game. Next week, no games on Monday or Tuesday. Girls at Marion on Thursday. And Fort Recovery Radio will have the JV game, and WPGW will have the varsity game. Friday, the boys host Marion. That'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast for the JV and varsity. And the Fort Recovery Education Association Chili Supper will be from 4:30 to 6:30 on Friday before the Marion local boys game. Then on Saturday, the boys will host Fort Laramie, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So it's going to be three pretty tough games next week. One tough one for the girls on Thursday, and the boys with Marion local playing very well on Friday, and Fort Laramie playing extremely well also on Saturday. So both of those are at home, and that'll help us. And both of those are Fort Recovery Radio broadcasts if you can't get to the game. But get up to the game and help cheer on the Indians. We need to have the gym full of people. That always helps the guys play better and get to the game if you can. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute. We'll be back right after this.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Versailles High School, and a couple of minutes here before the start of the third quarter, and it's the home standing Versailles Tigers 36, Indians 24, down 12. And as I mentioned earlier, the Tigers outscored us 19-10 in that second quarter. Most of that was at the end. I believe we were down 27-24, and they scored 9 straight on us. A couple of threes. Things just didn't go our way the last minute or two of the third quarter. So Indians find themselves in a little bit of a hole, and it's going to be tough to come back against this team, because they are a very good team with the Arns twins. are just outstanding players. The A.J. Arns is a great football player, and he's hurt us in years past. And Justin Arns, of course, most of us know he's going to Ohio State to play basketball, so he's a very high-caliber basketball player, and just going to be a problem for the Indians to come back and win this game. But
Join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
A.J. Arns on the left wing, off to Justin Arns. Arns looks back into A.J. off his chest, out of bounds. Ball go to the Indians. P.U. will have the ball. Brings up for the Indians. Is off to the left side, Cade Wendell. Cade will give it back to PDP. He'll fire up three up.
Yes, sir. Good start.
Makes their score 36-27, down nine. Stauman brings it up for the Tigers, guarded by Cade Wendell. Stauman gives it up to Justin Arns on the left wing. He'll give it over to Heaston. Now swings it over to Stauman, back to A.J. Arns at the top. Arns gives it to his brother, Justin Arns. Arns will step back, shoot a three, and good.
Wow.
Not much you can do about that.
Nope, 22 so far for Justin Arns.
Petey Judy has it, has 14 so far. He'll give it to Cade Wendell. Into Ryan Brown. Brown make a move to the basket. Blocked by Justin. Clay comes up with it. Puts up a shot. Bang, good. 2-point basket. Clay Schmidt, 6 so far.
That's a nice turnaround.
Stauman brings it the other way. He's got it out on the top of the key. Now gives it over to Justin Arns. Throws it over to McAdowney on the left wing. McAdowney gives it up top to A.J. Arns. Back to McAdowney. Now gives it to Justin Arns on the short corner. He'll back down Brownie. Put up a shot and get blocked by Derek Judy. Yeah, he did.
Derek will give it up to Petey Judy.
Petey will lose it. And Justin Arns going to have it. 2-on-1.
The other way.
Or 1-on-2.
Justin Arns puts up a shot. In and out. No good. Rebounded Derek Judy.
Derek Judy then will have it tipped away by Keaton McElDowney. Keaton will pop a shot and 1. Keaton McElDowney. Great job by Derek Judy. He blocked Justin Arns, then gets a rebound this possession, but then he's going to try to make a one-hand pass, and it's just an easy steal for Sales. And you can't have that because it's in a 12-point lead, and they're at the line. McAdowney will get his free throw, and up and good. Makes their score 42-29 here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
Ryan Brown will get it up to Cade Wendell, 42-29 or score. Cade will then hand off to Derek Judy.
Over to Petey. Petey will get a screen by Ryan. Give it over to the left side, Clay Schmitz. Back up top to Petey Judy to the right side, Cade Wendell into Ryan Brown. Brown make a move on Justin Arns, and Arns will block him again.
Arns looked like he got a lot of arm on that, but as we said earlier, it looks like they're letting him play.
Brownie's got a shot fake because
Justin will go off his feet quick. Justin Arns will slowly bring it up for the Tigers. 5-4 to left here in the third.
Arns brings it up, top of the key, pick up his dribble. Now passes over to McAdowney. McAdowney on the right wing, gives it up top to Stauman. Now over to Justin Arns on the left wing. Over to A.J. Arns. A.J. will drive baseline, put up a nice shot, and good.
Clay will get in to Petey Judy. 5:20 left here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Petey will give it over to Clay into Ryan Brown. Brown will make a move.
There's the shot.
There it is. Justin Arns off his feet. Brownie puts up a shot. 2-point basket. Ryan Brown.
Arns the other way. Well, that's so weak. Call an and one.
And that's just a horrible call.
Yep. That's the third one they've given him. That one was a little better than the one before, but he made one more step after the whistle was blown. And
I didn't see any contact. That's my problem.
Yeah, there's a little bump there. They're giving him a lot of
star treatment.
Yes.
Ryan Brown will give it up to Cade Wendell. Cade dribbling around. Make a move left side baseline and will be fouled. So far, Justin Irons has 25 and PDGD has 14. Cade Wendell inbounding. A few subs for the Tigers. Noah Richard and number
May
20, Carter May. And looks like Grant. Nope. Next buzzer. Cade Wendell will inbound it into PD Judy. On the left side, gives up to Ryan Braun. Shoot it. Ryan will go left-handed up.
And one.
No call, no basket.
Justin Irons brings it the other way. He'll pull up on Cade Wendell for three. No good. Rebounded. An over-back foul on Versailles. That'll be on Macedonia's first, team's second of the half.
Grant Kanapke checking back in for Derek Judy. Ryan Bronzo inbound it into Cade Wendell. 4:41 left here in the Fall Mechanical third quarter. He will give up to Cade Wendell. Cade to the corner to Clay Schmidt. Cross court. Braun to Grant. Grant.
Shoot the ball, Grant.
Yeah.
He might have got that block. He had a.
He will fire up a three.
Defender
no
got on him quickly.
Up, Clay will get the board. Up, no good. Rebound by Keaton McElhaney. Tipped away by Petey to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will give it up to Clay. Clay cross court to Petey Pugh. Fire up deep. A long three.
That was a 25 at least. That was a nice shot.
And it looks like Coach Basil is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Sales High School, 47-34 is our score here in the third quarter. 4:09 left after a PDG long three-point basket. The Tigers will inbound it. Looks like the Indians are going to their man-to-man press.
Yep, and Versailles will clear it out. Justin Irons will bring it against Ryan Braun. Irons will walk it up. He dribbles at the top of the key. Gives it over to May on the right side. Now back up top to McElhaney. Swings it to Arms, now over to May at the top. May will drive in and lose it, and it'll go over to Fort Recovery.
So Ryan Brown will inbound it into Cade Wendell. Cade will slowly bring it up here in the Ball Mechanical third quarter. Cade will give it to the right corner, Grant Kanapke. Grant back up top to Clay into Ryan Brown. Brown will make a move on Justin Arns. And
oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, the call of offensive foul on Ryan. He just made a move.
All he did was spin. Yeah. Arns just flopped and fell over.
Yep.
And
yeah. There was
giving him a lot of contact. Calls.
Yes, they are. Indians have scored 10 points halfway through the third quarter, and that's how many they scored in the second. But Versailles has scored 11, so they've outscored us a point.
Arns brings it up the other way, over to Richard on the right side. Richard now drives, now kicks to Easton, back to Richard on the right wing. Richard up top to A.J. Arns, swing it to his brother Justin Arns. Justin Arns pulls up from 25, and that'll be good.
P.D. Judy will inbound it to Cade Wendell. Cade will get a screen by Ryan. Uses it, give it to the corner, Clay Schmitz. Clay will into Ryan Braun. Braun's going to make a move, pump fakes, and then we'll...
Hey! That time, they called the foul on Arns, and I think he got all ball that time. Might have got some body.
Ryan Braun will go to line shooting, too.
Ryan, with a nice fake, gets to the whole brother's foul line.
First one up. No good.
Bounced three times on the rim and did not go in.
Ryan Braun Connell will fire up a second. Up, no good. Rebound by Justin Arns.
Love the foul on Clay Schmitz. Against
Arns slid on the floor, and when the ball went out of bounds is when they called the foul on Clay Schmitz. If he did foul him, it was almost 2 full seconds before the whistle blew.
Ball get inbounded to Justin Arns. Arns will pick it up, now throw it over. Stolen away by Clay Schmitz. He'll bring it the other way and stop for three. Up and no good. Rebounded by Grant Kanapke.
Kanapke will get it to left side. Petey Judy. Petey against Justin
Petey
Arns.
Petey for three again.
Oh. No good. Rebounded by Clay Schmitz. That should be a foul.
But it's not.
That went off Clay. So it seemed to be a foul or Rusale's ball and they give it to us. So
Cade went 1-1, bounded into Grant Kanapke. Grant will get into Clay. Clay will make a move. Pump fake, puts up a shot. Bang, good. 2-point basket.
Nice.
Clay Schmitz.
Nice move. He's getting in his groove now. I hope for the season.
Justin Arns brings it up for the Tigers. And then drives on Cade, now backs it out for a long three again. Off the back, no good. Rebounded Clay Schmitz. Thank you. Foul on A.J. Arns. So it'll be Arns is first, team's fourth of the half. Ball will go over to the Indians.
Petey Jew will inbound it. To Cade Wendell. Cade was slower bringing up. 50-36 our score. Pete Judy has it, and it's going to be tipped away, and I bet this is going to be a dunk. Nope. Pete Judy was up in front of him. It'll be a layup for Justin Arns. And that's 30 for him tonight. Pete Judy will get up to Cade Wendell. Cade will lose it, gets it back into Ryan Braun. Braun puts up a shot, then block. And it'll be a foul on A.J. Arns. So
no, 30.
So that's on Heaston. Both of them got him. Just a matter of which one you wanted to call it on. Call it on the one between Ryan and the basket.
Ron's first one up. Good. All Brothers free throw line. Makes her score 52-37. Ron's second one up is no good.
Got to make it free throws. 1 of 4, Bronny, tonight. A.J. Arns brings it up. Guarded by Ryan Braun. Now swings it over to Richard on the left side. Finds a cutting McAdowney. He picks it up at the left elbow. Kicks it out to A.J. Arns. A.J. Arns at the top of the key. He'll drive middle. Spins all the way to the hoop. Up and good.
Another nice move.
Clay Schmitz will get in to Petey Judy. Petey will give it back to Clay. To the left corner, Grant Kanapke. Kanapke will get into Judy. G's going to make a move. And no foul call. That should be a foul.
Arns brings it the other way down the middle of the court. No look pass to McAdowney, and he'll put it up and good.
Grant Kanapke on about it to Cade Wendell. Okay, we'll bring it up for the Indians. 56-37. Cade will give it to left side Kanapke. Kanapke will fire up a three short, rebounded by Arns.
Justin Arns pushes up to Richard on the other end. Up and good for another layup.
Man.
And Clay Smith going down to Cade Wendell. Cade will get a screen by Petey. Bring it back out to Pete. Pete will drive middle, find ground cut, loses it.
That's a hold on Versailles, and they missed
it. Yes, they grabbed
the Arns for three in the left corner. Up and good. It's his 33rd point, makes it 61-37.
He is warm.
Cade Wendell has the ball, top of the key. 13 seconds left here in the Fall Mechanical third quarter. Out to Ryan Braun. Braun will fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Easting has the ball. Pushes it to Justin Arns. Arns down the middle of the court. Loses it. Gets it back. Loses it again. And A.J. Arns at the buzzer. No good. That'll end your Fall Mechanical third quarter. Indians trail 61-37. And we're going to take a timeout and be back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Aim rec here for Sales High School. Ryan Brown going inbound it to Petey Judy. Petey will give it to the left side. Ryan Brown to corner. Cade Wendell. Cade back up top to Derek Judy. Derek will give it back to Petey. Petey will make a move. Pull up a
step
three.
Back.
Up, no good.
Gets his own rebound. And dribbles off his foot. Ball good over Sales. AJ Arns is triggered in for Versailles. Indians full court man-to-man press. AJ Arns will fire deep to a wide open Stallman, but he'll back it out. He has it on the right wing. Now dribbles to the top. Swings it over to AJ Arns. Now over to Richards in left corner. Up top to McAdowney. Now swings it over to AJ Arns. Back to McAdowney. Back to Richard in the corner for three. Off the back, no good. Rebound by the littlest man on the court. Puts up a shot, no good. And ball will stay with the Indians.
Tigers.
Nobody, or Tigers, my bad. Nobody boxed out Stallman, and he gets a second chance opportunity. Now ball inbound to Justin Arns. He puts up a shot, no good.
Rebound, PD Judy. 61-37. Peyton has it, gives in to Clay Smith, and that'll be a foul on Noah Richard. So Cade Wendell inbound it under their own basket. Cade will get it in to Brian Braun. Tipped
stolen away by Justin Arns. He takes it the other way. He'll pull up for three. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers. McAdowney puts it up. No good. Rebounded Derek Judy.
Derek will take it back. Slow it down. Give it over to Peyton Judy. Peyton will pull up from three. Up. No good. Rebounded Keem McAdowney. Keem will get it up to A.J. Arns. A.J. Arns.
He dunked it. A.J. Arns with the dunk on the other end. Ball up to Petey Judy. He drives middle and gets killed. And one.
I didn't think he'd do that one.
I thought he was going to try.
Yeah, he should have. You know, they're up 25 points or approximately that.
And, yeah.
And, home crowd. It's probably a very good thing for him to try to do that.
Blaine Cody checking in for Clay Schmitz, and it looks like Regan Martin's going to check in for Petey Judy.
If Petey makes his free throw.
Yeah.
Yep. 6:42 left in the Wangler Hardware fourth quarter.
Petey misses the rebound. AJ Arns. He gives it over to Justin Arns. He'll push it down the left side of the court. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Arns backs it out up top. He drives the middle on Cade. And he up and under, layup, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers, McAdowney. Now gives it up to Justin Arns. Kicks it out to AJ Arns, right wing. Now hands it back off to Justin Arns. Arns will back it out. Now over to Richards on the left wing. Richards swings it over to AJ Arns. Back to Stallman at the top of the key. Now he swings it over to McAdowney. Now over to AJ Arns. He gets it inside, tipped away. Ball go out of bounds and stay with the Tigers, I believe.
Nope.
No, look. I thought it should stay with Versailles, but
I thought it should have, but they're giving it to the Indians.
Regan Martin check in for PDG.
It's 63-39, 6:02 left on the Wangler Hardware fourth quarter scoreboard, and looks like, took PD out. Now we're going to put him, he's back at the scorer's table to go back in.
Cade Wendell has the ball, gives over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin will lose it, gets it back, gives it to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun brings it back out, stolen, and it will...
Okay, A.J. Arns swatted the ball away from Ryan Braun, and they're calling it out off of Ryan, so it'll be Versailles' ball.
PD Judy checking back in for Derek Judy.
Stallman has it for Versailles over to A.J. Arns on the right wing. He swings it over to McAdowney in the corner. McAdowney gives it back to A.J. Arns. Now inside at the high post to Justin Arns. He drives on Cade, puts it up, and good.
Blaine Toby will inbound it. 65-39 here in the fourth. Cade Wendell has it. He'll bring it up, make a move to the basket. Dish it back out to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will make a move left, and there'll be a blocking foul.
That'll be his second on Justin.
So Ryan Braun will go to the Hall Brothers free throw line for 1-1. What's he in so far? 1-4?
1-4, as far as I know.
First one up, good.
He gets one more at the Hall Brothers foul line.
Fires up a second. No good. Rebounded by Justin Arns.
He brings it up the court for Versailles, guarded by Cade Wendell. And gives it over to, I forget his name, Easton. Now over to McAdowney. McAdowney has it in the right wing. Backs it out to Justin Arns. He spins up, gets a ball screen from his brother, AJ. Justin Arns shoots a long three, and that's good. That's his 38th point of the game.
And PG will bring it up.
He's having a pretty good game.
And PG will pop a layup, no good, and we'll go back to the Tigers. Justin Arns has almost outscored our team.
Yep, 38-40.
Yep.
So, and last 2 years, we've had success against Justin Arns.
Averaging under 10 points.
I know he had 5 my senior year, and then the year just last year, he had like 6 or 8 or something.
Yep, tonight he has 38.
Justin Arns for 3 again. In and out, no good.
Regan Martin comes up with the board. And he's down 28. Regan will get it to Blaine Toby into Ryan Braun. Braun will make a move middle. Put up a shot. Will be fouled and one. So Braun will go to the line for another. Noah Leonard's about to check in for the Indians. Wayne Pearson and Derek Judy checking in for Petey, Judy, and Cade Wendell.
I was just thinking they probably should take Justin Arns out so he doesn't get hurt or anything, and they're just now taking him out. 4:14 on the Wangler Hardware fourth quarter scoreboard.
Ronnie's second one up, no good.
Rebounded A.J. Arns. He gives it over to Stallman. Stallman walking up the court against Regan Martin. Stomping over to McAdowney on the left wing. Up top to May. May thinks about a three. Now gives it over to A.J. Arns. A.J. Arns on the right wing. We'll find a cutting McAdowney. Kicks it back out to Stomping on the right wing for three. Rolls around and drops. So 71-42 Indians trail.
Ryan Braun on the right side with the ball. 3:44 left here in the Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter. Brown makes a move, baseline, backs it back out, gives it to Blaine Toby. Blaine top the keys, Clayton Pearson to the left side, Derek Judy. He gets screened by Ryan Braun. Derek will give it back to Brian. Brian will fire up a three up, and good.
Nice.
3-point basket, Ryan Braun.
It's a pretty shot.
Stallman will bring it the other way for the Tigers. Just over 3 minutes to go in the Wangler Hardware fourth quarter. Ball over to McAdowney. Skips it over to Stallman on the left wing. He'll dribble back up top. Now swings it over to Heastand. He gets it up top to Stallman. Now swings it to McAdowney on the left wing. Inside to May. May will drive on Blaine Toby. May puts up an easy layup for two. So 73-45 your score.
Nice drive down the baseline.
Derek Jeter will bring the ball up for the Indians. He's the left side. Blaine Toby. Blaine will drive middle, put up a shot, and will be fouled. He'll go all brothers free throw line for two.
Since that was on Houston.
His third. Team's ninth.
And as I mentioned earlier, if you're wondering, Carter May is Corey May's son, Corey and Karen.
Blaine's first one up is no good. Rolls around, bounces out. Looks like Noah Leonard's checking in for Ryan Brown.
And Corey, Carter May is as tall as Corey was, I'd say. It's showing him at 6'6", and I'd say he's every bit of that. Junior.
Blaine Togo gets second. It's up and good.
Nice.
May inbounds to Stommen for Versailles. Stommen dribbles up for the Tigers. 2:40 left in the fourth quarter. Ball over to Richard. He gets it back to a cutting Stommen. Now back out to Heastan. He drives in and will have a charge. So Reagan Martin stepped in and took a charge for the Indians.
Clayton Pearson going inbound it. 2:37 left here in the fourth. 73-46. Indians are down. CP going inbound it to Derek Judy. Derek will bring it up. Give it over to right side, Blaine Toby. Blaine will kick out to Regan. Regan will drive, dish out to Derek. Derek will go left, pop a shot, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Number 10, Demange. Demange will bring it up for the Tigers. And he hands off to May. May drives in, now kicks out to
We have some Nuffsiggers in Fort Recovery for a while.
No clue.
Martin will pop a shot, no good, and we'll go back to the Tigers.
I don't believe these are any relation, because LD was from up north around Napoleon, Oakwood area, Cooper Farms area.
Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Ball goes over to Richard on the left wing, up top to May, now over to Demange. Ball will be knocked away. It'll stay with Versailles. Conard inbound. He gets it in to Demange for the Tigers. Demange will give it over to Richard. Now inside to Toner. Back out to
Nuffsiger.
He has it up top. Now over to Martin. Martin gives it up top to May. May will drive middle. And he'll get a nice Euro step, but he'll be fouled. No, he'll walk with it. That'll send the ball to the Indians.
For the most part, except for Carter May, we've got four of the players from the JV game in for the starters.
CP will inbound it to Derek Judy. A minute 18 left here in the Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter. Derek Judy will drive, dish out to CP for three, up no good. Rebound by Regan Martin.
Nice rebound.
Yep, Regan will bring it back out to Derek Judy into Noah Leonard. Noah will make a move middle, pop a shot up, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Tigers ball goes over to Nuffsiger. He'll walk it up for the Tigers. 50 seconds left in the game. Nuffsiger gives it over to Demange, now up top to May. May swings it over to Martin. Martin on the left wing. Look inside, nothing there. Now picks up his dribble. Ball goes over to Toner. Toner swings it to May. May will drive middle. Kicks out to Martin. Now over to Nuffsiger. Up top to Toner. Now swings it up top to May. May will swing it to the right side. Martin. And I expect them to hold it for this last 20 seconds. Yeah, they will. So Martin gives it over up top to May. So 10 seconds left. Versailles looks like they're going to win 73-46.
Leading score for the Indians, Petey Judy. And for the Tigers, Justin Arnes. So we'll be back to talk about right after this here on the Brick Street Tavern post-game show. So stay tuned.
Part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here for Sales High School. I don't know what they're doing out here, Chase. Do you know?
No idea.
Yeah, oh, they're going to honor Justin Arnes.
All-time leading scorer in Versailles basketball history, so great game and great career for Justin Arnes.
Yep, for sure. And
Kyle Gale was a beast on the court, man. He could make it from anywhere, and he was a great player.
Is that who he passed?
Yes, and that's him out there, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So he's that's very nice.
Yep, so I guess Justin Arnes had a great game. I don't know how many he had. Just under 38. 38. And Petey Judy, I don't know how many he had.
19,
yeah. So, I mean, the Indians were just outhandled, and this was the better team, obviously. And the Indians just struggled off the bat, and they really just didn't get going, Chase.
Yeah, if you're going to be Versailles, you're going to have to limit Justin Arnes. And obviously, we didn't do that. He gave up 38. And when that happens, and there are other guys making shots for them, I mean, there's not many teams who can beat him. So we didn't stop Stommen or AJ Arnes, and they added to it. But the story is Justin Arnes had 38, and we just never stopped him.
Yep, so we're going to take a break here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio, Brick Street Tavern post-game show. We'll be back right after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here for Sales High School.
Yep, we're going to see
if Coach Bayshore,
Comes out of the locker room, wants to talk to us. We definitely want to talk with him. If he wants to talk, he'll probably want to say a few good words about
some of the coaches are already
Arms out. And we'll see if he wants to talk with us a little bit. But
I think I've seen
The Indians. You know, we were hanging with them till we were in the 20s, and they ran off several. We had a couple of bad possessions, and they came down and drilled some threes and just kind of hurt us a little bit. And they got that lead on us, and we kind of pressed to try to get back in it when that's probably what we needed to do. But it didn't work, and they just kind of pulled away from us.
And really the press that Coach Bayshore put on, they just gave to Justin, made everyone clear out. So it's really not a press. And then Ryan backed off. So, I mean, it's not
–
It's one of those games that Indians just got to learn from it. I mean, this is obviously the better team. I mean, Versailles is so talented.
Yeah. We needed a lot of luck to beat them, and we didn't have it.
And so. I mean, their depth is incredible.
Yep.
And I mean, it's one of those games that, I mean, PD had a good game. I mean, somebody else would have to put up an incredible game to us even keep up or even think about putting up a fight with the Tigers. I mean, congrats to Justin Arnes for a 38-point game. I mean, he almost outscored our team. Congrats to him.
Yep.
I mean, you can't take away any credit. He's the best player that's probably went through the MAC, I'd have to say, at least.
Yes, definitely.
And tonight he passed the lead scorer for Versailles, or the all-time lead scorer, and that was...
For Versailles and for the MAC.
Yeah, so, but they honored him at half court with the now the game, second place. Yep. And that was a pretty cool moment here at Versailles. A lot of people stayed for that. And, I mean, it's one of those games that... I mean, Versailles just put it to us. And, I mean, Justin Arnes hadn't had much luck with us in the past. And, I mean, something I knew was coming. Yeah. I mean, he's not going to go down 2 years in a row and just take him. And I mean, I knew he was going to come out here and play an incredible game. And so...
Yep. And let's take another quick break and see if Coach Bayshore might want to come up and talk with us. And if not, we'll close her out. But I think he might stop up. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
If you're looking for a great, low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-461-7.
And we're back here for Sales High School. The Indians taking a loss, varsity.
It's a 73-46 loss, 27 points, I believe that comes out.
Really, once the second half started, I mean, it really just went to all Versailles. Yeah,
the third quarter, they outscored us 25-13, and that we were already down 12, and that finished it. They got up 25 and kind of finished it off.
Yeah.
Looks like Coach Bayshore is still in with the team, so we'll just kind of
take it out from here.
Yep. Again, the varsity comes away. I thought we had a decent effort, but we just ran into a buzzsaw tonight. This was an outstanding team with an outstanding player on it.
Off.
And I think they're going to go a long way in the tournament, especially since they don't have to play any MAC teams for a while.
Yeah.
Of course, they have some Shelby County and some of those that have some pretty good teams. Yeah. So
hats off to Justin Arnes for a great game. And at least, I mean, Coach Bayshore can't be that mad. I mean, he's got to realize this team's all down, up, down.
We would have had to play our best game of the season for four full quarters to beat the Tigers on an average night. And Arnes, I think he was, you know, he only needed 6 or 7 or 8 points to set the record, and he absolutely was on a mission to do that. And once he got that, he really took off. So I think we'll shut it out from here, and we will be back tomorrow night with the boys hosting Arcanum at home. We'll be back tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard.